I put a bill on the floor earlier this year about protecting our farmland, basically. And I looked at the stats, and 10, 12 years ago, the Chinese had bought 10,000 acres of farmland in our country. To me, that's too many. Now there are over 350,000 acres that they own, our farmland, that the Chinese government has bought. And that's not good. That's not good for anybody. Americans need to own our farmland. And so we're trying to protect it as much as we can. Unfortunately, the other side, other party, has no concern over that. I don't know why. They got to be on the farmer's side. But it's not just China. It's other countries. Other foreign countries are coming in and offering a lot of money for land. And if you think about it, you can't blame a farmer. If a farmer is just scraping by and not making the products, getting the money off the products because of the high cost, inflation, I mean, what are they going to do? And, again, that's what this farm bill is about. And I think we should talk about inflation, this farm bill. We should talk about crop insurance. It's very, very important. I know this year in the mid part of Alabama, Arkansas, and Mississippi, our crops weren't very good because there was times early that our corn didn't get a lot of rain, and it needs rain early. Our cotton crops were very, very average. Soybeans, very, very average. Rice. Now, other areas were better, but, you know, the rain and all those things, it's a roll of the dice for a farmer. You know, I tell people a farmer has a tough time because they can't control the weather and they can't control the price. Now, they can go out there and work 365 and 7 days a week, put all that effort into it, but at the end of the day, they can't control any of that, and good Lord's got to look down on us and help our farmers in the future.